Rejecka News. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 31, Johannesburg 30, Emalahleni 28 grade.
Just a couple of issues on the roads. Bedford View R24 West, there's delays approaching Marsha Street, and in Sandton, Winnie Mandela Drive, delays between Republic Road and Peter Place.
Terwyl die energiereguleerder voorberei om vanmiddag sy besluit oor Eskom se tariefverhoging aansoek bekend te maak, het die DA 'n finale eis aan NERSA gerig om Eskom se versoek te verwerp. NERSA oorweeg Eskom se aansoek om 'n tariefverhoging van 36% in 2025 en 12% verhoging volgende jaar. Kevin Milam van die DA sê die tariefverhoging sal die finansiële situasie van die gemiddelde Suid-Afrikaanse huishouding net vererger.
Over 130,000 South Africans have already signed our petition, standing united with us in opposition to this unjustified hike. The DA demands that NERSA reject Eskom's request for a tariff increase and instead insist on meaningful reforms that address Eskom's operational and financial failures before considering any further hikes.
Nou na die Durban Landroshof waar die MK partyleier Jacob Zuma se dogter Duduzile Zuma Sambudla tans in die beskuldigde bank is. Sy verskyn op aanklagte wat verband hou met die Julie 2021 betogings. Daar word beweer dat sy met haar sosiale media plasings een van die aanhitsers was. Meer as 300 mense is dood. Die minister van vervoer Barbara Creasy sê die uitbranding van 51 padkoubusse in Mpumalanga is 'n daad van ekonomiese sabotasie. 'N Groep mense het maandag aand depots bestorm en die busse aan die brand gesteek. Een persoon is geskiet en gewond, terwyl twee verdagtes in hegtenis geneem is. Die verdagtes sal na verwagting vandag in die hof verskyn. Johannesburg Water het inwoners gewaarsku om hulself gereed te maak vir wateronderbrekings oor die naweek weens kritieke instandhouding. Talle inwoners se huise sal sonder water wees. Mangaliso Komalo berig.
Thousands of households will be without water for 72 hours this weekend. The outage will allow for the installation of new isolation valves at the Hector Norris pump station. In a statement, the Water Board says the maintenance is necessary to enhance water service delivery across the city. Residents of Region B, E and F will experience no water supply during the outage. The Water Board has assured affected communities that water tankers will be deployed to provide relief. Mangaliso Khumalo for Jacaranda FM News.
En ten slotte, reddingsoperasies stuur voort in die Potomac rivier in Washington nadat 'n passasiersvliegtuig van American Airlines tydens 'n vlug met 'n Black Hawk helikopter gebots het en in die rivier neergestort het. Die vliegtuig het 60 passasiers en 4 bemanningslede aan boord gehad. Die hoof van die Washington se brandweer en nooddiensdepartement, John Donnelly.
There's currently about 300 responders working. The condition out there are extremely rough for the responders. It's cold. They're dealing with relatively windy conditions. Wind is hard out on the river. So they're out there working. We're doing everything we can to keep them safe.
Ek is Chanel September, top story at this hour. As the energy regulator prepares to announce its decision on Eskom's tariff hike application this afternoon, the DA has made a final demand for NERSA to reject its application.
What are they asking for? 36%. 36% this year. And then another giant. How about, this is just an idea. I just want to float this as an idea. How about you go and get your money back from the people that sold you rocks instead of coal, from the managers who stole from the organization and brought it to its knees, to the guys who sabotage, go get that money back. And then when you've done that, come and talk to the taxpayer. Until then, yeah, you know what? This is throwing good money after bad. One of the most policed areas for aviation on the planet is Washington, D.C. Now, Washington, D.C. is so put out about their safety and security at a lughawe that the groot lughawe is far weg. It's in Virginia. That's far away. It's like an hour and 20 minutes drive to get to Washington, D.C. from the main airport. Now, the little